Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will continue the preseason tonight in Carolina. The puck drops at 6 from the Lenovo Center. Over to the Marlins, who came back from being down 3-0 to beat the Phillies 6-5 in extras. The Marlins are 77-80 and 4 games back of the final wild card spot. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:45 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter Miami will be in New York City tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, it's time for a little college football. Brett McMurphy, college football insider at On3 Sports, joins us and always nice enough to find a little bit of time for us. Brett, as I say good morning to you, were you surprised at all on the final outcome of that Canes and the way the Canes won that game against the Gators?
No, I knew Miami would win. I was pretty confident Miami would win. I got to the point where I started researching the last time Florida had been shut out after the first half. You know, obviously they were able to score. But no, Miami did, you know, what I thought they'd do and what they've been able to do all season. They continue to, you know, be much improved defensively compared to last year. And the offense, you know, the offense does what's needed to win each week. And that's all, you know, and they need to worry about. And, you know, I hear this a lot nationally. I'm sure you guys do too. The more the season goes on, I keep hearing more and more about how Miami, you know, looks like the legitimate national title contender. Now, you know, Before we crown him, you know, let's keep in mind that, you know, nobody's ever won the national title in September, kind of like nobody's won the Heisman in September. Right. But certainly the first third of the season, you know, they look really, really good. And, you know, they still don't have to leave the state till November. So they can enjoy another month in sunny Florida. But, yeah, so far, so good. And, you know, it's, you know, there are other options. You know, they could be Clemson right now. So,
oh boy, we'll get in them. Yeah, in just a second. But I want to ask you, they're getting ready to play Florida State, who had a great win against Alabama early. Do you have any idea how good Florida State is yet? I know they play Virginia Friday night. Do you have a pretty good feel? And as that's Kane's next game after this bye week.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, certainly this is not the same team from last year. Is this the same team from, you know, from 2023 when they ran the table before they got to the Orange Bowl? I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, the Alabama win obviously was not a fluke. Alabama, we thought Alabama was left for dead, and then they've been very impressive since then. I think, you know, for Canes fans, if you watch the Alabama-Georgia game this weekend, the better Alabama looks, I think that means the better Florida State is. I think Florida State actually's got a real tough test. Friday they play at Virginia. Those are the top two offenses in the ACC. You know, I think this thing goes down to the wire. I think Virginia's vastly underrated. I don't think they're in the caliber of Florida State, but playing on the road, Florida State's had trouble at Virginia historically in the past. But no, I think Florida State's the real deal. And it's funny looking at the, you know, different scenarios for the ACC. I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but there's there's a couple of scenarios where you could have three different teams, you know, finish undefeated for the league championship because of the difference in schedules, including Miami. And then obviously you'd have a mess on your hands on who gets, who advances to the ACC title game. But yeah, I'm excited to see the Canes and Seminoles in a couple weeks. And, you know, for me, it'll be like the good old days, you know, when both teams were really at the top of their game and among the elite of college football.
So the other school is the one that's now 1-3, and that is Florida. And I looked at that schedule. Holy crap. Texas, Texas A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida State. They got a tough one. What happens there, boy? I tell you what, that offense, I had no idea was going to look that bad. I mean, it truly. And that quarterback who looked so promising at the end of last year looked so bad. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's really, you know, there's a lot of these so-called experts that rated quarterbacks in the summer. And a lot of folks had DJ Lagway as top quarterback in the country. Now, you know, it's not all his fault for what's going on, but something's going on there. I mean, they, you know, basically they're almost shut out against Miami, which, by the way, Florida has the NCAA record, you know, for consecutive game scoring. So that almost ended. And then obviously the LSU game, you know, five interceptions, something's not going right. And they're the second worst offense in the SEC. Only South Carolina's worse, and that's a coincidence or not, but former NFL assistant Mike Shula is now their offensive coordinator.
Oh boy.
So, you know, who knows what's going on there. Yeah. But yeah, it's Florida's defense, you know, look, if they had any kind of offense, you know, I don't think they'd be in this position. I think the defense is played really well. Yes. I think they held up as long as they could against Miami. But when you can't get anything offensively, you just can't win. I mean, they held LSU to 13 points. The defense didn't give up the pick six. They held USF to, you know, one touchdown and some field goals. You know, they held Miami below their season average. So the defense has not been the issue, but you're right. There's some major issues going on offensively. And that's what's most frustrating for Florida fans, because that's supposed to be the expertise of Billy Napier. And that certainly has not panned out so far this season. And, you know, everyone's like, when's Florida going to pull the trigger? When are they going to pull the trigger? You know, I don't know when they will. And, you know, the good news or bad news about the remaining schedule is, for everyone that wants to get rid of them now because of the remaining schedule, what happens if, you know, I know this is fantasy land, but what happens if they win, you know, six of their final eight games or something crazy like that? Then there's a different conversation. So, you know, the good or bad news is that Napier can dig himself out of this hole, or it's just going to get deeper. But it'll be pretty clear, I think, in the next few weeks.
All right. So had a chance to watch that Clemson Syracuse game. And I'm shocked that Clemson, speaking of Klubnik, speaking of quarterbacks, does not look like a first round pick at all. No sign of it. And Dabo Sweeney, who's been fighting this new, as you know, transfer portal for a long time. I think he's only got three or four guys on it from last year. What's going to happen there? Now, I don't think he's in any kind of trouble with the job, but boy, just to see how bad they look, as good as they've been for so long.
Yeah, that's really surprising. And, you know, Joe, I said earlier about, you know, the so-called expert, Ted Lagway, the best quarterback. There's a lot of people. Fortunately, I make a lot of bad picks, but I didn't make this one. A lot of people that are really smart had Clemson as their national title winner. You know, not just getting to the playoff, but winning the national championship before the season started. And now they're, you know, I guess mathematically they can get to the playoff. They would obviously have to win the ACC. They would need a lot of, you know, chaos ahead of them to even get in the ACC title game. But yeah, they're looking at 1-3. You know, they still got Florida State. At Louisville is not going to be easy. And then South Carolina at the end of the year. So this, you know, record wise, this could be the worst record for Dabo in a long, long time. And yeah, I want to be clear. He is not on the hot seat. He's under no pressure to get fired or run out. But as you can tell from his press conferences, he's very frustrated by what's going on. I mean, the talent they have does not equal a 1-3 record. And, you know, you can excuse the LSU loss, but then, you know, the Georgia Tech loss is not good. And then Syracuse, that's the real head scratcher, because Syracuse was not that good. And they just basically went up and down the field on them. Clemson was not prepared. Syracuse is recovering an onside kick. And then the actual game they won was against Troy, and they looked lackluster for three quarters in that game. Probably could have, should have lost that game. So you think it's crazy now. What if they would have started 0-4?
So I got to ask you, Dabo, do they have money at that school? They have NIL money, right? They're not, I'm guessing they spend pretty good money. I know on their coaching staff they do. That school's not lacking for NIL money, is it? Is that a Dabo Swinney decision?
They've got it. Dabo has been, you know, hesitant as far as the transfer portal, which is different. But no, they've got it. I mean, everybody's got different degrees. You know, a lot of these numbers people throw out on how much kids are getting paid, I'd say all of it's bogus. Everybody's floating, you know, wrong numbers to try to get somebody else a better deal or to try to make their situation look better or make another school situation look worse. But no, they're doing okay. And then, you know, with the new revenue share, the way they'll break up the conference revenue within the ACC, you know, a lot of that's based on TV ratings. And obviously, you know, Miami will benefit from that. Clemson will be one of the benefactors of that. But no, they're it's not like they're not, they're not on board with this. They're just, again, everyone going into the season thought they had the talent. They had returning talent. You mentioned Klubnik at quarterback. Just something's not going right. It's happened with other teams. We think just because you return X number of players, you're going to be that good. And it's not that simple.
No, you're right. Hey, so a great story from a kid from down here. This Fernando Mendoza story, former Cal quarterback now at Indiana, one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy right now. Man, he's just gotten so much better. He's a walk-on at Cal just a few years ago, a smart kid and wanted to go and play and thought Berkeley would be the place to go. And now talking about him potentially being a high draft pick.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I've been very critical of Indiana's schedule, the non-conference schedule, and they played, you know, three little sisters of the poor. But my gosh, what they did against Illinois, that was almost, I thought the cops were going to come in. It was criminal. How bad it was. And Fernando is like 21 of 23. That's great when you're practicing against air and, right. Five touchdown passes, just incredible. And he's gone from probably, I don't know what it's for the season, probably he was 100-1, something like that for the Heisman. Now he's a favorite. That is very, very fluid though. It changes week to week. Indiana, like last year, they've got two big games in the Big Ten season. They've got at Oregon in a few weeks. And then in November, they go at Penn State. Even if they lose those two games, the rest of the schedule looks very manageable, very winnable. And then you'd have Fernando and the Hoosiers at 10-2 and probably headed to another college football playoff. And that's why a lot of people, even though as well as Indiana did last year, they thought the addition of Fernando would actually be an improvement at the quarterback position. And so far so good. The kids look incredible.
Hey, before I let you go, we've talked a lot about the SEC. We're down here in SEC country. A lot of Florida Gator fans down here. Our kids have gone to school there. I'm curious, what's the best school for you right now in the SEC? If I said you had to pick one, who would be your looks to be the best so far?
Gosh. I'd cop out and I'd say the winner of Georgia, Alabama, but since they haven't played yet, I'd say Georgia. And then I'd say an outside chance of somebody else. Keep your eye on Ole Miss. This may be a legit team with Kiffin. You know, if he can avoid the upset losses like he did last year against Kentucky and Florida, you know, they lost their starting quarterback and then the backup comes in and he's actually performed better than the starter, Trinidad at quarterback. So, but I think right now I would give Georgia the edge. Yeah. Ask me after Saturday. I may have a different answer.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, thank you so much, man. I know you're super busy. I appreciate you coming on, finding time for us here in South Florida. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider on 3 Sports, joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about college football. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, going to join us at 9 o'clock. What do you got there, Woody?
You want to give away some of those tickets now?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You want to go caller number 4 again. The Marlins are 4 games out of the wild card spot here. We'll get you tickets to Beer Fest coming up on Saturday. So 305-567-0560.
This is the last weekend of baseball, man.
Yeah, wow.
Mets for 3, and that's it.
All right, let's do it. Caller number 4, 305-567-0560. We'll get you out to the Marlins game.
Thank you, Woody. And I want to tell you right now about Chapman Partnership. Man, I love talking about the work they've done for the homeless down in Dade County. Two unbelievable facilities. And I want to tell you, sometimes you start talking about the homeless and people get turned off, and I get it, man. Coming up to your car at a stop sign, a stoplight, always wanting money, screaming and yelling and the whole thing. Well, listen, we got a problem, as you probably figured out, not just here in South Florida, but everywhere with the homeless problem. And Chapman's got this unbelievable program they have. It's so much more than just providing a warm meal and a little bit of housing. No. They're changing lives daily, providing caring support, wraparound services. We've got a lot of doctors, mental health doctors, as well as doctors, dentists, donate their time. And a lot of people to make this unbelievable. And the goal, 3 to 4 months, is to rehabilitate people well enough to get a job, help them find a job and a place to live. More than half the people staying at Chapman Partnership are families. So, hey, listen, they're doing great work. There is nothing like Chapman Partnership in the country. They're celebrating the 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope, more than 3 decades, Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Join me in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission and work under communities and all the great programs they put together to help the homeless population. Join me, WQAM, to show your support. Really is one of my favorite charities and will be one of yours. When you see the work that they do, more and more people coming in every day, more people to take care of, more people to rehabilitate. We got some great stories. If you want to be part of it, either your time or your money, and we hope you can do both, any level of support is so impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Just go online to chapmanpartnership.org.
Joe, let's let people know here we still got this going on. How would you like to have a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami Dolphins football player come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Go to WQAM.com. Enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. He will speak to students and more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For contest rules, WQAM.com.
Zach Sealer is really, really a good dude. Really, really a good guy. Really good guy. I know he's not playing the way he was hoping. I think some people are worried about this when he's got all young guys playing next to him. But really good, positive dude that hasn't been handed anything in life And
yeah, next month we're going to get the quarterback out of his house. He's going to go visit a school.
See if Tua wants to go out and visit one of those schools.
Yeah, if he's, you know, not too busy.
Oh, he's got
to do whatever it is he does.
Go ahead. You haven't finished. You go ahead to say the videos at home and
No, that's only after games, game night.
Oh, game night. I'm sorry.
Hey, by the way, game night's gonna be late on Monday. Be a late game night there. Earlier start though.
Yeah, we got the early. There's a doubleheader Monday night football. Yeah. I didn't realize it till yesterday.
7:15 nice.
7:15's nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a few hours before I come in here, hopefully in a really good mood. Really good mood.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. Can you imagine being out west though? You get a game at 4 o'clock.
Oh man,
on Monday. That's nice.
Listen, man. The great thing about California, people are going, what? Can hear people go,
what? Yeah, they're going, jump through the mic. And
what
kill you,
the hell? What's ground? I want to hear one thing great about California. I was going to go part of Lake Tahoe's in California. No.
The time difference.
The time
awesome.
Difference, yeah. Man. The starting game's at 10 in the morning. Mm. You're done with all football, and it's like, Mom, you got dinner? I mean, growing up, it was great. 10 and 1 o'clock games, man. It's like, we're going to eat a little early here before the late night game. And you're like, wow, this is great. Yeah. Get a little spoiled out there, man.
I know.
Catch the whole Monday night football game back then, not worry about, you know. We get screwed now for people get up early.
Now you get to Vegas on a Friday. It's like, oh, baseball starting at 9 a.m. Great.
Anyway, that was a great thing about California.
Yeah.
That's not true. There is some.
Someone said if Tua's coming to my school, I would skip that day.
Oh, man.
I'm just trying to get him out of the house, get him, you know, into the community a little bit.
I don't know, man. I don't know his deal. I don't know. I swear, I don't know him at all. Don't walk by him. Nothing. Don't know him.
Here's the problem. I don't think anyone does. And maybe it wouldn't be as much of a problem if he didn't, you know, say suck, but if he wasn't terrible.
Well, I got to tell you, man.
If he was playing better, maybe people would be like, okay, go have your game night. It's cool. Okay, but
if you're playing well, you can be anything you want short of breaking laws, and you're fine. Right.
Well, I don't even know breaking laws. If you're a good quarterback, you could be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but if he'd have been good, Cleveland would have liked him. You agree, right?
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why they gave him all that money. Guaranteed.
Oh, he's by the way, where does he end up retiring when it's all said and done?
They go, listen, you're in the Guinness Book of World Records for this thing, but we're gonna put that aside and we think you can play and save our franchise here. So we're gonna give you all this money guaranteed.
But I will tell you, once the good news, there's always two things in NFL always bring up. There's hey, congratulations, you're a first round pick. Congratulations, because you get a big signing bonus. Big signing bonus. The bad news is there's now high expectations on every first-round pick the Miami Dolphins have ever had. And when you don't work out, not only do you get ripped, but your general manager gets ripped. That's how it works. The second one is when you get the second contract, as in a franchise contract, a game-changing life, set for life, never have to worry work again, and you don't work out, then you get ripped.
These texts are funny about Tua, by the way. 305 says, I'm a teacher. I would not let Tua talk to my kindergarten kids. Another one said, Tua would be perfect. Visit the high schools. He's the same size as a high school senior.
Smaller high school. I was waiting for somebody to say some of the smaller high schools we have.
Tua is too busy playing shoots and ladders instead of reading defenses cover two. Good game, by the way. Shoots and ladders, good game.
I was going to ask you what game that was. I haven't heard of that one. All right, Woody. Hey, listen.
Someone said Tua would miss the school.
Hey, man.
These are good, by the way. Keep these coming, and these are good.
Well, I got a feeling you're going to have a lot of time because he is going to be your guy. Hey, I got news for you. Omar is trying to break it down because he got a lot of his money up front in the signing bonus on the new contract. Got a bunch of it. So he's
why is everyone so concerned about his money?
Everybody is.
Who cares? It's not our problem. They're not going to tax like the city of Miami on his, like, whatever they have to pay him to leave.
No, it's a great, by the way, it is a great question. Like, like you're not, but people go, we could have used that money for other players. We could have freed
up
money.
That's not necessary. We have to pay a quarterback, whether it's him or someone else, but.
But people do.
But they're going to pay him to leave, and that's, you know, it's, again, it's not my money, so I don't.
Yeah, but you know, if we don't get our money's worth out of him, and he does not look like a franchise,
we're not going to get our money's worth out of him.
Okay, so
that's a done deal.
So then it's like, okay, we made a mistake.
Yes, we did.
Who answers for it?
Nobody.
All right. Oh, listen, we got more stuff coming up here. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning.
You answer your own question. You just yelled it out loud. Who's going to answer for it?
Oh, there's going to be some guys.
There's going to be hell to pay.
There's going to be not hell to pay. I really think Stephen Ross really likes those guys a lot.
Maybe you think Chris is going to pay for some of that, whatever they have to pay him to leave.
I don't know.
They're going to take it out of his severance package.
Not sure. I think Chris is in good shape. He's been a GM in this organization for a long time. I'm not sure they can, if they do let him go, that he's completely gone. He could land in some kind of position here. I have no idea. Anyway, I know about this Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, nothing to mess with. And if you're going through it, I want to let you know that you can get rid of it quickly. Boy, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic, if you're going through low T and you know when you have low T and it's normal, and you probably have it right now, if you're over the age of 40, you've lost a lot. And with that means you lost your energy. Notice you're a little lazier, feel like you're always tired, don't feel like going, but you're still eating the same amount of food. So now that you're not active and eating the same amount of food, you're gaining weight. So if you've gained that 15 or 20 famous pounds that everybody grabs at some point, or most men, hey, it's normal, but you can get rid of it still, because Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to help you get your energy back, your sex drive back. If you're going through that ED thing is the worst thing that can happen to any man. It just is. That one day when finally you go, oh my God, it's not working anymore. It's terrible. It's terrible, man, to go through. I got the PSA test. By the way, I was going through it and had all the testing, met with their professionals at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got such great results. I wanted to share it with the world. Even those of you that come up to me and try to make fun of me like I'm some weirdo or something, that it's not normal, I got news for you. Every man, sooner or later, by the age of 50, half the men will have ED that are listening right now. Low T, ED, it's going to happen. The good news is you can knock it out quickly, because this is what Atlantic Men's Clinic does. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new location in Hollywood you're going to like. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. You'll be glad you did. You're going to see great results quickly. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we were just talking during the break here in the back. Has nothing to do with games. Has nothing. Sometimes you just got to take a lighter side. You know, I mean, it can't all be X's and O's. Some of it's got to be other stuff. Anybody seen Aaron Rodgers' wife? By the way, every time I ask somebody, I go, man, this thing with Aaron Rodgers. Got married.
You know, this is your finest conspiracy theory. That's going to come, I think, come true.
Everybody's seen everybody's wife or a picture of the wife or been out and said, hey, yeah, he was with his wife last night, or I saw him at a gas station or at a supermarket somewhere. Like, you can't just dump your wife off in Alaska on one of those Alaskan shows and say, I'll see you in the off season.
You think she's in hiding, huh?
I mean, come on. She's super private, and I hope you guys will leave her alone, he said.
Yeah.
She's not with you a little bit? Like, you're in Pittsburgh, where football's kind of a big thing, like real big thing. Like, Pittsburgh kind of shuts down when they play.
This is your best theory ever.
I think
you're right.
I don't think he's officially, and none of those guys got, none of his buddies got invited, and he's saying, well, the ones that did know to keep their mouth shut or they're out with me. And I'm like, I don't think you have to worry. I think everybody privately says, like, I don't know. Nobody's seen. At least you've seen him with all the old girlfriends, right? All the girls that he destroyed their lives. Remember all of them?
Yeah.
Came through and said, he destroyed me for life.
Yeah.
I've lost my confidence as a human being and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he just drains you and all that stuff. You got to go see a counselor right after you leave him. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying he's married. Unless he's got some new way of getting married. Like, all right, we're married. Okay, I'll see you in 6 months now. Don't do anything crazy in Alaska.
But remember what he said when he's done playing football. That's it for him. Like, he's just going to, you know, ride off into the sunset and never be heard from again. You buying that?
Yeah, I don't buy that either.
I think he really enjoys the attention.
I will tell you, though, I saw he's made more money than any quarterback playing. He's got, he owns it. Which you would think Tom Brady would own it, and Tom took all those bargains to.
Yeah.
Tom, can you imagine he took less money to win championships? Jeez.
Tom's doing fine right now.
Yeah, Tom's doing just fine. Tom, anything Jeez. Tom touch. Heck, Tom signs a card and it's worth like $5,000. Yeah, Tom Brady gets a lot. And you know, now all of a sudden, anything Tom Brady does or is getting ready to make money, every time a guy turns around, he's making money, right? Gets a piece of the team. Got a bargain on the piece that he bought from the Raiders. He gets a $375 million contract to do games. I mean, Tom Brady, it's good to be Tom Brady. Like, the greatest player of all time, the greatest quarterback of all time, no matter what anybody says he is. And so, yeah, everything Tom. Tom, people want Tom to join, and he gets more money than everybody else does. That's the way it works. Like, if anybody takes shots at Tom about anything, I don't know why he would listen to anybody. Like, I just block it out. Like, Tom, truly, you win every day.
Mm-hmm.
You win every day. You're the guy that if you decide you want a babe, she's yours. You're good. Sometimes I see he gets a little fired up about somebody says something, you know, about how much he's going to get for something. I'm like, you're getting paid. So what?
Who cares? Was he fighting with Portnoy or something?
Yeah. It's like, hey, you win. Tom, you win. If you're making that amount of money, whatever the money was, $75 million to go hang out and watch a football game, like, God bless you. We all wish we could get the same deal. I wish they'd pick me up in their Learjet and take me.
I'm not a huge fan of the whole, like, you know, owner of a team and sitting up in the coach's booth with a headset on. But
well, he's
like
upset about that, but like, hey, man, it's...
That's a little weird.
But it is weird. The whole thing is, and he's got a lot of say-so, they came in and they said, hey, man, we need your help.
Problem is he doesn't exactly have a clean pass as far as, like, you know, cheating goes.
By the way, how about the Raiders? Give the Raiders credit that they are pulling their ego away from former great player and said, we need your help evaluating players. I wish more organizations would do that. That sounds like it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's seen what it looks like.
Mm.
You agree or no? Or do you think?
Of course I agree. And I know exactly what you're talking
about. No, I'm not talking about that. I just said that they
you're saying, like, if an organization has an all-time great quarterback that's around the organization, that they should listen is what you're saying.
I would think like Tom Brady. I'm using Tom. You're trying to bring it back.
I'm not bringing anything. I'm just, you said that.
I said Tom Brady. It's pretty smart. Like, Tom, what is it? Like, what are we missing? Like, you've played at the highest level like 20 times. You've been in all these games. You've seen, you're in there when Belichick does something, and why, and what you were thinking, and what are we looking for? What are we missing when we evaluate a guy? We want a guy that's got your makeup, maybe a little more physical talent, but Tom couldn't run. But yeah, if you got one of those guys, man, use them.
Mm.
Anyway, we
okay.
I know.
Whatever.
Use them, bro. Use them. Don't be afraid to use them. Those guys know a lot.
Can I just read you a couple more of these? 561 guy says, we could use two at my son's high school. They have a culinary program and they are learning baking. So maybe he could come show them how to make turnovers.
Oh,
thought that was pretty funny.
That's pretty creative. That's
good, right?
That's not bad. All right. go ahead. Give me one more. You want to get one? Is it clean?
No, some of them are not clean.
Okay. Well, listen, we got Brian Baldinger.
Those here. Are the best, though. Those are they make me laugh at least. But
No, you can laugh, but they don't realize we can't curse or tell bad things on the air. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, is going to join us when we come back. We'll have that for you in just a second. But first, I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, man, I need a mortgage and I need it quickly. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Half the time of the big banks, this guy is getting it done. First-time home buyers, let's get you pre-approved quickly. Rates in the fives. He's always going to get you the best rates. Get you approved. So next time you go out looking for that first home you and your wife want to get, bam, you're ready to go. You're in the game. You got a shot. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has got a great program for you as well. How about you're 62 or older? And he's got a great program for seniors. 62 or older, he can convert your home equity into money. He's got that program for you too. Sitting there with all that money, paid off that home years ago and sitting there with all that money. Value's gone up in your home living here in South Florida. You got a lot of money and you could really use it right now. Hey, he's doing it all. He really does. And he does it fast for you. He works 7 days a week. Go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews, saying a lot of great things about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and the work that he does. The man has no life now because he does always work 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.